Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes,
May I
ma'am.
speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. It was me. I called.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. But how can I help you today?
I was calling, I had called in, I think, about 2 weeks ago, signed up for my pennies, and I think I need to go back. No, what it was, the PIN number. I don't have it anymore. When I tried to call in, the number that I thought was it doesn't work. So how can I get a new PIN?
Okay. Did you miss your weekly certification then?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't made one call in since I signed up for them.
When did you sign up?
December, it was on a Monday, the 5th. I think that was right, Monday. Yeah, but I got laid off on my last day of work was November the 18th.
Okay. So you filed on December 5th, so you should still be able to claim this week. Your PIN number is, or you should be able to do your weekly certifications this week. This would be the first week. Your PIN number is the last two digits of your social security number, followed by the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay, so the last so two digits of my social three. Okay, so that's 0163. That would be it then. Okay, so let me ask you this: can you see? I think when I signed up, I told them the 21st, but I was thinking officially on the paper they said we laid off on the 21st, but my last day of work was the 18th. Does that make a difference?
As long as you put your last day of work as the 18th or 25th, as long as your last day of work was put after your on or after your last day of work, you should be fine. As long as you don't have like income after the last day of work that you input, we should be able to see it and calculate it accurately.
Okay. Well, so all I need to go in now and okay, from the week of November. I'm trying to see. Wait a minute. First the 20th. Let me see what that Monday was. Let me. I'm sorry. The 28th. Do y'all start on a Sunday, don't the 27th
Right.
through the third. Okay, I need to do that week also.
So I'm confused. What do you mean?
Okay,
So this week is the week of the 11th. So this will be your first week to do your certification. So you'll do yours this week. You have until Friday at 5 p.m. And then you do it every single week. So it starts on Sunday and ends on Friday would be the time frame that you can do your certification.
So what about the week of 27th through the 3rd? I called in on that 5th. That's when I signed up for it, but it'll go back to those week too, right? What I'm asking, 'cause I
No. Your claim only goes forward from the day that you call in to file.
oh, so it don't come from the day that we got laid off.
No, you could call in and file on the day that you got laid off, but we once you file, we don't move backwards. We can't backdate a claim.
the fifth, when I did the fifth, was that for that 27 week, or was it for the week of the 10th?
So that week, nothing, you can't claim on that week because we don't work backwards. So you do a certification on the week of the 11th, so you could claim for the week of the 5th. That's how that works. Anytime you claim benefits, it's always for the previous week.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. So the 5th, when I called in, that covered the previous week, the 27th through the 4th.
Because that was your initial claim. A claim is different than a weekly certification. A claim does not go back before the date that you're filing the claim. Your weekly certifications claim benefits for the previous week. But they don't...
We just lost those weeks.
Yeah. Right. You lost that couple of days.
Actually, that would have been 2 weeks I lost. Well, three now with this. Because, okay, I can't call in today for the 10th, Kenny. Because I didn't have my pen. I tried to call yesterday.
Yeah, you can call in Sunday through Friday to do your weekly certifications. You just have to have it all done by Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay, so you said that my pen would be my last two of my soldier and the year.
The last two digits of your social security number, followed by the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, I'm going to see where that works out. Let me ask you this, too. Why do you have to give y'all check stuff from now to back to 2020?
That I'm not sure. I just file claims. I'm not a part of the inquiry department. They do all of the investigating to verify your approval and how much you get. You're more than welcome to call them to ask additional questions. I can give you their telephone number as well.
I was just wondering I ain't filed no pennies in years, and I was trying to see, because I know then you didn't have to send in no proof of your income from 2020. I didn't get that.
I'm not entirely sure what the process is.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you, Nan.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the correct number to call and do your weekly certifications?
Yeah, let me make sure she gave me the right one. It's 800-752-7389.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. I call it. Call it and see.
All right.
Let me ask you this. If we found out that we were going to get called back to work, do they still have to go out weekly to look for the job like we were doing? Well, like I was doing for nothing really, but anyway, like I was doing.
For that, you would have to call the inquiry department. Normally, it is the 800-361-4524. And you call them at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday to schedule an appointment. There are certain recall like requirements that could cancel out the need for you to do that, but they would have to be the one to tell you.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what that is.
Okay. All right. Sound good.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope that you enjoy your day and your holidays.
All right. Same to you. And thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.